Yeah, it is, does height in there have when you break it? What was it for today?
I don't think it's been, I still wonder, but then I go back to still, and so I kept doing it, and just. What thoughts came to me, and I.
But that's not bad at all.
So.
Yeah, it's very good. It's nice that you know to go back to the silence, that's the main thing, otherwise the mind becomes visible and then goes in the back. You guys kind of laugh today. How was your meditation, Tony? Did you feel silence?
Yeah. Yeah. Very quiet and deep.
Mm-hmm. Martha, how was it for you?
The times I was in silence was a very, very
quiet.
Comfortable and quiet,
mm-hmm.
and very, it's like less effort.
Good, good.
But I still, you know, went, you know, the thoughts, but then I'd come back. But so that was nice that I sort of like, it's a different level or, you know, that I'm discovering or, you know.
Good, good. I'm so glad to hear that. The other day I went to Starbucks with Richard and at Lake Tahoe to have some coffee, and they had a bucket full of this type of stuff. I don't like this type of stuff. I never look for them. I do have a stuffed animal on my bed, but nothing this small that you can get from Circus. I just never have interest. Involuntarily, my hand goes in there. I'm shocked that my hand actually has the mind of its own. And brings this thing out, and I looked at it and I thought, yeah, that's why my hand went in there. So the subject of tonight would be being in the world but not of it. And in my most precious book, which is the book that it was all came through from divinity, one of the question was how to be in the world but not of it, and the answer was see with a single eye. See with a single eye. Now, that really demonstrates, and it's a sannyasin because it's orange, and orange it means renouncing. Like Baba wears orange because he's renouncing. He does. So single eye also does not have any desire. Why? Because there is no two to desire. So a lot of stuff like this reminds us whether we want it or not. So tonight... That's so funny. Tonight we're going to a little bit talk about have the single eye. Not only in this room, not when we are meditating, not when we are doing yoga, only. It matches yourselves. But to have the single eye at all times. And I know you guys have the method. You know how to have the single eye, Mardell. What is the best way to have the single eye, to your opinion? What is the method by which you have a single eye?
It is neither.
Yes.
Nothing.
Yes. Yes. Translation. The eye of wisdom, when it's begin to be apparent, the mind becomes a friend, where it just translates the two to one, the two to one, good and bad to one. And when you see that, as I was talking to Don about your daughter going to India, when you see that, what you attract is the reflection of that one. So the places you go, people, and then a lot of people come on the self-realization path or self-recognition path, and they say, my boss was awful, and now it isn't. I had a house like this, and we're not even here to make the material world any better. We're just here. And what happens is, the reason for that is the mirror has cleaned itself. It doesn't have all that dust. And you see people that say, oh, we work so hard, we do this. How come we don't have luck? It's not about luck. It's about how clean the mirror is that the world can reflect, or can reflect the world. It's a very, very important point. Any question? A comment? How was your past week?
It was very interesting.
I bet it was. I bet it was. That's the eyewitness. Now, for those of us that you just came here, but for those of us that have been coming here quite regularly, we see that nothing remotely is left of that understanding that once we had. Not even remotely is left. So what happened? That many hours of translation, that many hours of having the IV of truth in our vein, must change different level of subtlety in our body, so that everything communicates divinity being omnipresent. Everything communicates divinity being omnipresent. And I am very happy. In fact, I feel ticklish right now that I feel like all of you have quite a bit of understanding of that, and that's really, really good news. And almost our world becomes invisible when you are looking with one eye. You are not as visible as you used to. You're more invisible, and then the truth is very invisible. So the more that you practicing this one-pointed oneness, the less you are of the world. Have you noticed that? Any of you come in, if you feel like what I'm saying makes sense to your experience, have you noticed that you are going places and doing things, but you're almost like you're invisible? You know, there's not too much fuss around you like you used to be. You do not create chaos all the time. You don't trip over yourself mentally and emotionally. And to me, it's just such a good news, Diane. I'm sorry, I'm just happy. So what created that is unlearning, you know, unlearning. And we started it from the time of our birth, you know, when we started unlearning. And yet the university of life is there to teach you until you cannot stand anymore. You know, just learn about this, learn about that. And even if you don't want to learn, you turn on the TV and they tell you 100 million things that if you eat in a restaurant, eat at home, that's going to happen to you. It's a disaster. It is, I swear, it's a disaster. How do the people live like this? It's a disaster. So what it is that when you unlearn, you spit out their knowledge. You spit out their knowledge. You're virgin again. you're pure again. And you're pure in what? In that original sheet, the original page of witnessing, just being the witness. I know that I've talked to you guys about when you are in a hurry, you know, when you're rushing and you think you're late for your guests, and you're rushing from one place to the other. That's the best time to find a witness. Because the witness is sitting in the back seat and saying, yeah, go for it. Yeah, go, do it. You know? And that glimpse of that witness, if we just stop and start laughing, we have identified with the witness rather than the chaos. The world that is so concrete, not for us anymore. But the world that once was so concrete will go on, whether our consciousness beholds it or not. How concrete can that be? We don't understand. In a split second, everything that we made a big deal out of is no longer there.
Oh, can I say?
Yes, come in, please.
Well, you know, I had this a toothache all last week,
mm-hmm.
and I had a lot of work done on it last
mm-hmm.
September, root canal and this mm-hmm. and that, and all that, stitches. And so I've been trying to hold on to that molar, and it was hurting last week. But I tried to practice that. Well, there's no duality. There's no, mm-hmm. no separateness. It was oneness. And how can one dominate the other? And you know, that pain went away. I did go to the dentist though.
No, you can go to the dentist, absolutely. But you know, it's really wonderful. I always say, somebody called me from a doctor's office. She said, what should I do? I came to the doctor. I said, go listen to it. Take the prescription, fill it up, and eat it. But before you go in, at least give yourself a chance of oneness. Mm-hmm. Let that oneness have a chance, you know. So we live as we need to live. But we have an eraser that Richard erased his problem that night, and it was gone, and you identify with the oneness, and you say, if I am one, in one there is no disease. I mean, I don't think God will go around with a toothache. So where is this coming from?
Besides, I don't chew on it. So how could that happen to me? But then,
yes.
But that was
yeah,
my main thing.
Yeah, because the problem is you didn't chew on it, thinking that is a lack there,
mm-hmm.
and it was. So, you know, next time when you really, you can't pretend it, when you really feel in that oneness and you feel the conviction, eat that side, not before that. Because we're not a mood maker, we really mean business.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in that mood, I mean not mood, but that feeling of realization, go for it.
And so when I went to the dentist, they just took an x-ray and he says there's no infection in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well then I'm good to go, you know, I can.
Yes.
Then it is, you know, just keep positive like that. That's what it is. And
yes.
So it's
it's really wonderful. It is. It's like I was always say that going from the umbrella of opposites, that they're constantly pushing against each other and just really destroying us in the middle, to go under the umbrella of oneness, which is grace, because the quality of that one is grace. I mean, it's not even a quality, it just is that, because it doesn't have the fight going on, so what else can it be? We call it grace. And, you know, you can have, I always remind you guys this, for some unknown reason, there is so many fuss in the world, they have lecture halls and they have churches and they can go on top and scream and they have so many places of spirituality and